Blog Talk Radio. Because it's like every year God gives us the opportunity to start afresh, to wipe clean the slate, and to be able to go forth facing new beginnings. Not saying that you don't have to deal with some of the things that we encountered or consequences of the past, but, you know, there's a scripture that says, forgetting those things which are behind, I look forward. And I press toward the mark of the prize for the high calling of God. And that should be our desire. And whoever you are, I don't know what your circumstances may be, but this is Stan Macklin saying you can make it because you can take it. And you don't have to take it all by yourself. You can cast all your cares upon God. You're not by yourself. We have the wonderful assurance of working together. And when you learn the secret, don't never feel like you're all alone. You have to go through life struggling and just barely making it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it, and you can experience things in your life that you've never experienced before, because that's what it's all about. And I just want to take time to say that thank you for being a listener. Thank you for all of the episodes that we've had. Thank our technicians and everybody who have worked to make Straight Talk what it is. And our commitment and pledge is that we make a sincere effort into this new year to make a difference. We want to be able to focus on current events and to bring out things that are happening, to give you our perspective, because there's so much that's going on. People just don't know just what to think. The uncertainty of the weather, the global climate change and everything, it's just so much. But we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry about all of this here. We know that there's going to be some challenging times, but we're going to make it. We're going to make it. And we just got to be able to hang in there. So before we begin our program today, talking about new beginnings, 2016, won't you get on the phone, call your friends, your neighbors, and tell them that Stan Macklin with Straight Talk is on the air. And Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest internet radio. And we're glad to be able to go to various places and to speak and to talk. But 2015, if we just look at it, it's definitely been a year of challenges. It really has, a year of uncertainty. And but that's part of the script. That's part of the reality of what's yet to come. And the key thing is never give up. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't be undecisive concerning what can happen. There's a lot of things that are happening. We don't always understand what it's all about. But one thing we do know is that new beginnings are real. And just like we have the opportunity to put away the past and to look forward to the new, each day we wake up is a new beginning. And for me, it's kind of, I kind of simplified it because I try to be a person who walks and lives in spirituality. And there's a scripture that says, "This is the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And I have enough sense to realize when I look up in that sky and I see that wonderful, beautiful sun, I know that in our case, Virginia Power, our utility company, didn't put that up there. I know that. I know that there's a higher power that put that into existence, the God of creation. And he created what exists for a purpose and for a reason. And if he has a divine order to everything, he has a purpose and a plan for me. And I want to be in the center of his will so that the fulfillment of it can take place. There's a lot of things that yet need to be done. And God is just looking for instruments in his hand that he can work with to help shape and help mold a society. And society, it changes. It changes. It constantly changes. Somebody said it changes every 3, 4, or 5 years. But we need to be open to expect new things to take place in our life. And so I want to encourage you, don't get despondent. Don't think that, well, there's not going to be any hope because I can't take it. I'm just out of it, and I don't know what to do. You can. But there's some things that you're going to have to do to work at that, because when you work at it, it does make a difference. It does. And you can't expect anything to take place in your life and toward your life if you're not willing to work at it. So working at it will make a difference. It'll make a big difference. It'll make a big difference to the extent that people will notice the difference, and what they'll do is they'll want to be a part of that. So don't give up. Don't give up. I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Yes, I'm talking to you. You right there, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're sitting in your living room, wherever you're at your place of business, or with neighbor's friend's house, I'm talking to you. This upcoming year is going to be your best. Why? Because it's 2016, and 16 is a combination of 2 8s, 8 and 8. Equals 16. 8 in numerology, biblical numerology, represents new beginning. On the 8th day, a child was circumcised. Noah, being the 8th person, entered into the ark. And then God shut the door. So 8 represents double blessings. And so you claim it. You claim it. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. And Friday morning will be New Year's Day. It's going to be a new day, a day of new beginnings for you, a day where you can look back and you can with awe and wonder appreciate the originality of what God has in store for you. Yes, you made it into a brand new year, the year of 2016. It's coming. You're right on the eve of it, so don't get despair. And let me also give a word of caution. You know, New Year's Eve, a lot of people, they want to celebrate. They're celebrating away with the old and in with the new. And they have the tendency to get a little bit too much intoxicated. People who never have do experimental drugs. You know, heroin drug use is at an all-time high all over the nation. Don't let this year close out with you dead. That's right. That may sound harsh, but I'm saying it out of a word of caution and love. It's nothing wrong with you partying. It's nothing wrong with you having the opportunity to celebrate. But don't celebrate your life away by doing foolish things. Take the time to let those that you love them know you care for them, you appreciate them, and have time to enjoy yourself. But don't do foolish things to the extent where you don't make it across the threshold into 2016. Just a word of caution, because that there in itself is a new beginning as well. Well, as we get ready to talk about new beginnings, we want to do everything we can to promote our podcast to be one of the best, one that you can relate to. And as we also many times say, it's not just a one-way street. It's not by any means or any fashion. It's the opportunity where we can sit down and you can call in. You can call, yes, you can call 347-850-1598. And our technicians will be more than glad to accommodate your call, screen it if necessary, whatever, because we want to hear from you. You can. It's not a one-way street. I enjoy using my gift to talk and to share, but I like to hear from you too. And I want to thank all of you who I have heard from by one way or another to let us know how you appreciate the broadcast, that it makes a difference for you. But what I'm going to be doing is giving you some key components on talking about a new beginning, new beginnings, because it's so important. And there's some things that you're going to have to do in terms of walking in the realm of experiencing new beginnings in your life. Your life can be managed with some effort, and but you're going to have to work in the realm of seriously taking on personal development, that I will work on myself. Because when you work on yourself, that will help you not only to help yourself, but also be in a position to help others. So you got to make an effort. And when you make that effort, that opens up the door wide for the spirit of expectancy. You're able to expect something to transpire in your life. Yes, it's a great transformation, a transformation away from the old and a transformation into the new. And that does take an effort. An effort is something you do. You're working at it, which takes us to another realm of having ability. Ability is not giving up. It's I'm going to access my skills and my talents, knowing who I am and what I am, what I'm capable of doing. And, you know, when we exercise our muscle, it's like a muscle that expands and it gets strengthened and it grows and it causes us to have the strength to do the things that we're called to do. It's not a perchance that you happen to be who you are, a nurse, a doctor, or a business person, or just an individual, a teacher, whatever you are. You are where you are for a particular reason. Now, I know that there's thousands of people that hate what they do. They dislike what they do. They don't know why they do what they do. Well, I think that's sad. I think you should take the opportunity to ask the Lord, what is it, what thou would have me to do? And be open to his calling. Because if he calls you to do something in life, because society is filled of individuals who are called to do certain things, he will prepare you to have the necessary training and insight to carry it out, to do it. And, of course, whatever you do it to the glory of God. And then the next thing is placement. Oh, isn't it wonderful to know that how he can place you in that right position, that right space to be able to have the ability to exercise your gifts or your talent? That's so wonderful. But it will never happen until that takes place with the utilization of your ability to open up the door for expectations. And when that happens, that leads to change. Change is something that needs to not happen in our life on a one-time basis. You know, I've been married for 44 years. Yes, December the 2nd of this year, this month, made 44 years for me. And there was a day one. Probably the next day I was wondering what in the world did I do. But I tell you, I've never regretted the wonders and the joy of being married. And the beautiful thing is that each day brings about new and significant changes. Change is something that we all go through. It's a part of a process, the process of life. It's called change. Do any of you look the way you look when you were first born? I don't think so. Do any of you think the way you think as you were developing from a youngster to a young adult, young woman? I don't think so. Because change is inevitable, let alone physical change. It's real. It happens. So change comes about. And, of course, there's good change and there's bad change. But we want to be open and receptive to the change that takes place in our life. And by listening to this program on a consistent basis, it brings change in your life. That's why we're talking about new beginnings today. Because I want you to understand that we're getting ready to close the door on 2015. We're getting ready to shut the door on the past. And the present realities are getting ready to come forth in our life. There's going to be a day one. Friday will be January the 1st. January the 1st, 2016. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? And you know what that does? Each day brings us to another level, the level of accountability. Accountability is something that we got to do and be not grateful for. Each day we wake up, we have to be accountable, accountable to prepare ourselves, accountable to think right, to do right, to live right, accountable to inspire and to encourage others. You are where you are because of being accountable. You are able to help others because of being accountable. Accountability is key. It's paramount in what you do and what you want to do. So don't take for granted your training. Don't take for granted your insights. Don't take for granted your perspectives. Be open. In the spirit of expectancy, I'm going to be accountable not only to my relationship with God, but also in terms of being the very best that I can be. And when you do that, it seems that things have a tendency to be put to rest. Being accountable. And, of course, being accountable to one another. You know, transparency is something that's very important. A lot of people don't want to do that. They like to hide the real themselves. But when we're accountable, we want to be open. Want to be accessible. It's important. Now, that would never take place if you don't make a commitment. You got to make a commitment. That's right. I told you I got 44 years in. That's because I've made a commitment. Oh, it's not that I'm perfect. By no means am I perfect. And those of you that really know me know I'm not perfect. But the thing about it is that commitment is something that we commit to. And when you make a commitment to yourself, to the principles and the values within your life, you don't underestimate yourself. You don't do that because it's so important. It's so important not to do that. So you want to keep on keeping on. You want to make that commitment. Make that commitment. Make that commitment. Make that commitment. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties on that there. You make that commitment. And when you make that commitment, that leads to emancipation within your life. There's nothing more powerful than being emancipated, because emancipation is what brings us to new beginnings within our life, and we're grateful for that. So, what about new beginnings? I've given you some highlights. I think the first thing to encourage new beginnings in our life, put away the past. Number one, I'm going to give you just four basic things. Number one is to put away the past. You did a lot of things in 2015. You went different places. You've had a lot of challenges. But it's time to put that into the memory category. Put it into the category of memories, precious memories. And be open for new beginnings to take place in your life in 2016. That's right. Look forward to putting it away. You know, and when you flush away the past, you open freshness and newness to transpire in your life. So to accept a new beginning, put away the past. You must do that. It's important. It's important. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. Sorry about that. I tell you, I had some challenges, but I made it. So, we're talking about new beginnings and how to apply this to your life for 2016. Number one, put away the past. That's right. Whatever it is, put it away. Number two is to expect newness. Look, 2016 is going to be the best you've ever experienced. I kind of gave some insight to that, that 8 and 8 represents 16. 8 represents new beginning. That's double blessing. That's double newness. Let this be your year of receiving more income. Let this be your year of receiving more opportunities, more engagement. You know, when you walk in the power and the fulfillment of unity and expectation and newness, things just happen. You don't have to be out trying to make things happen. Believe that we can literally let things happen. Not that you're to be so aimless or like a ship without a rudder, but just stay focused and you will make your destination to experience the newness that is in store for you. But it won't happen if you don't expect it. To expect nothing is to expect something. And what is that? Nothing. So put away the past. Number two, expect newness. Number three is to acknowledge your faults. That's right. You know, sometimes it's hard to expect any newness if you don't acknowledge your faults. It may be I have a lack of patience. I have a foul mouth. It may be I smoke too much. It's not good for my health. I don't exercise. Whatever your fault is, I don't know. You know. Socrates said, in all you're knowing, know yourself. So whatever it is, acknowledge it. Be honest. You know, it can be a confession to yourself, a confession to whatever that fault is, that I'm not going to succumb to it. I'm not going to allow myself to be in a rut. I'm going to rise up with the wings of an eagle, and I'm going to soar past my faults. It's beautiful to be able to do that. This is how we experience a new beginning for 2016. And then, when you acknowledge your faults, you got to do that. You know, I heard a testimony of one of the survivors of the lady who mentioned about the nine that was massacred down in South Carolina in the African-American church. And, you know, a lot of people, what resonates with them is how the families were saying that they forgive the killer, Dylan Roof. And but this particular lady said that she wants to be honest. She has days of anger, days of sadness and frustration. And, you know, she said it's a process. She said nowhere does she see in the scriptures where it has to be an instantaneous forgiveness. She's working on it because she's angry. She cannot understand why, how in the 21st century there are still people that have such a hatred toward black people that they would kill them, dealing with that. And she says that it's a process for her. Yeah, she wants to forgive, but she cannot right now. She's acknowledging her fault. She's acknowledging. And she's acknowledging her reality. And I think this is something that we all have to do. We have to be able to acknowledge. And then lastly, beyond putting away the past, expect newness in our life, acknowledging your fault, is the last one is to help others. You know, it's not to be about me, myself, and I. It's sincerely about helping others. If you haven't really learned the joy and the reality of helping others, you're missing it. It's not about me, myself, and I. It's not about self-attainment, self-enhancement. All that's all good. That's help. But when you have a tendency to focus on self and try to accumulate your security and wealth and everything, it leads toward a tendency to become arrogant. There's nothing like an arrogant man or an arrogant woman is so full of self. It's not about that. It's about helping others. And even that's all throughout the scriptures. Even Christ Jesus said, I was sick and ye fed me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Naked and you clothed me. So strive to help others. Strive to, number one, put away the past, expect newness, acknowledge your fault, and help others, because there's somebody waiting for you to help them. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk. It's been a wonderful 2015. Looking forward to a great 2016. We love you, and remember, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that's going to bring us through. Keep on keeping on, and have a wonderful, great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.